Mr. Downs is on line one. He is out and about traveling today. The mean, mean highways and byways of South Dakota on some sort of mission from God or something. Where are you off to? What are you doing today?
Morning, Jeff. So every year we have an annual insurance meeting to get our rate increases for our health insurance. So on my way to Huron as we speak.
Oh, that's exciting right there. Insurance sitting there. I was going to say, I think you should get a bonus. If everybody should get a bonus at that conference if they stay awake for the insurance.
Yeah. Oh, there have been some rough ones. Let me tell
you. Oh, I can only imagine. Good Lord. Oh, man. The only thing that would make it any worse is if you had to do it like after lunch. So you're sitting there in a food coma trying to pay attention.
Yeah, it's not a very exciting meeting, but, you know, obviously when it comes to budget and negotiations, it's necessary. You know, this is what we advocate and fight with legislators about every year, where whatever increase you give to our formula doesn't necessarily, almost certainly does not correlate to a direct increase to teachers. So, at least in salary, you know, overall salary and benefits, yes, but yeah, it's not a very fun meeting, but one I have to go to.
So. Gotcha. So we'll let you get to the board meeting, and we'll maybe save our questions for the end, if that's okay. Can you do it while you're driving? Is that fine?
Yeah. Yep, we're good. Okay. We are good. So started off community input session. We had a number of teachers come and present a community input, talking about, you know, class sizes and class dynamics and difficulties, and just advocating for, you know, trying to keep class size ratios as small as we can. So thanks to them for coming. They did a nice job. And for school spotlight, Mr. Graff presented. We had Read Across America Week last week. Our elementary teachers do a phenomenal job with that, and there's some fun activities and drawings for kids. And so, you know, like my daughter, second grade, had to read 100 minutes that week, and screen-free day, sugar-free day. I mean, just kind of a lot of good, you know, life choices, really, and reading. And they kind of kicked it off with a party at the end, and Mr. Graff kind of highlighted that and gave his board report at that time. And then talked a little bit of legislative session, you know, another grueling year where trying to kill all the stuff that's just harmful to public ed. And for the most part, I think we did a pretty good job. The big question mark is obviously money. We have one lobbyist that I work with closely saying we'll be lucky to get 1.25% and another one optimistic for 2%, which is still not following the law, but it's just frustrating. We'll see where it ends up. I mean, they're wrapping up here tomorrow, and just hoping to get as much as we can, like always. So. And snow days, no adjustments to the calendar this year. We have not had a single snow day. So, knock on wood, hopefully this weekend's events don't trickle into Monday, but I don't think they will. Ground temp's getting warm enough now. So. Kim Wink resigned her position as a teacher. Thank Kim for her time in the district. Appreciate her. Kelly Christians formally is resigning at the end of July. She took the only as the interim OST director. Very thankful to Kelly for stepping up and being our interim director as we search for kind of shift some priorities there and search for a new director. So we'll probably start that search end of May, get the new person in to work with Kelly for a few weeks, and then, Kelly will just transition. She's been the full-time teacher this whole time, so it's been a great, great thing for us and for her. Andrea Hagen resigned as our school psychologist to being our new special services director. Excited to work with Andrea, looking forward to that. Benjamin Ehrlichman, we hired as a custodian. Jesse Krause, myself, Tracy Bowl, we're all approved as volunteer softball coaches. Jackson Graff, Ben Harstad, and Brody Gilbertson, all approved as volunteer track coaches. I transferred some funds. There were some debate scholarship funds set up a number of years ago. They haven't been accessed since at least 2011. And so, talked with Mrs. Kathy Tyler about transferring that into their account and closing that account so that those monies can be used for the national trip, national debate tournament. So just helping out more kids with that really just kind of needed to happen. It was just stagnant money sitting there. And then, unfortunately, driver's ed, the rates are going to have to go up. That's a self-funded program. So the rates got approved for $320 per student. A little bit of an increase from last year, but Jackson and Janelle and Jenna do a great job with that. Unfortunately, just like everything else, seems like that dollar amount's got to go up. Board petitions are due. They can be taken out April 8th, due back May 9th. Richard Swan suffered their this year. I'm hoping they're going to elect to run again, and anybody else wanting to run can pick up petitions April 8th. Just a reminder, Special Olympics state basketball is March 29th and 30th. Great event if anybody's ever been to it. Just fantastic. And then we are, again, hosting the Region Special Olympics on May 2nd for track. That, our community comes out in force for that. A lot of our businesses are donating employee time and everything we can do to make that be a successful event. I really appreciate it. We have some HVAC issues going on, which the warm weather will help a lot. We had some really cold rooms and some rooms burning up, and you know, some of that equipment's as old as the building, and it's starting to kind of fail. And so we've got some plans in place, electrical engineers and Haslin and GNR controls all working to come up with solutions for us to try and get our rooms more consistently comfortable. And then gave the board the real estate notice for that 20 acres of land that sits at the school along south of the high school. So, yeah, I mean, relatively short board meeting. You know, obviously, it's negotiation season. We're getting started off with that. Today's meeting influences those decisions, and then kind of waiting to hear where we're at as far as the increase from the state from legislature. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were obviously with one of the things that we've talked about a great deal is obviously the teacher pay, and it's an ongoing issue. I would imagine that one of the questions that people would have who maybe don't follow it is maybe aren't in the field, maybe aren't in education. They may have the question, well, why are they not following the law? Don't they have to follow the law? Apparently, why have a law if they don't have to follow it? I would think that would be a legitimate question that people would ask who maybe from the outside don't really understand how things work. Because when you're on the outside of things, you're on the inside. So obviously you follow this closely, superintendent. You know, for me on the outside, I would ask the question, why do they not have to follow the law?
I would encourage all of those people to write our legislators and ask that question. They should. You know, I always want to, they always call the big three, which is the, you know, the biggest percentage of the state's overall budget, education, providers, and state employees by the same percentage. And, you know, state's numbers are showing that they had a tough year, you know, last year, and I get that, but we have a lot of money in reserves and enormous rainy day fund sitting there that, things like this, I just feel like they should be accessed because inflation is high and PPIW is high and, you know, we're getting a lot of, well, we went above and beyond for the last 3 or 4 years, so you can handle it this year. Well, that's not how this works. Mm-hmm. Thank you for going above and beyond. However, you know, just like I talked about during Driver's Ed. I mean, inflation was a real thing, and we're not keeping up with it. And so the other conversation, I mean, myself and another superintendent, along with one of our lobbyists, sat down with four legislators a couple weeks ago and had dinner with them, and two of them were appropriators, and even they didn't really seem to understand. Our percentage going into a formula is very different from state employee getting the actual raise.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just kind of disheartening, where even the people in charge of allocating their money don't really understand our formula. And that's just kind of tough to swallow, really. You know, we fight every year for teacher wages. We're back in 49th place. Blue Ribbon was put in place to get us out of that. And the very next year, they didn't follow the law, and we've been playing catch-up ever since. And all we've done is put ourselves back in 49th. So pretty disheartening, really.
So then I would ask maybe another question. Why have a law if you're not going to follow it? I'm not criticizing. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just asking the questions that people would ask, you know. That's what my job is.
Well, I mean, I'd argue the percentage is not high enough in the law anyway, but a lot of years, at least it gives us, like, a little bit of backbone when we go to the table with them and say, hey, look, you're supposed to be at 3% or CPIW, whatever's less. And, you know, we should be at least, depending on what numbers you're looking at least at 2.8 this year. And, you know, that's millions of dollars being shorted to education across the state when you don't follow that. And not the first time, and I doubt it's the last time, that they're not going to follow the law.
So how much do you try to sit down with the lawmakers, especially the new ones, and kind of explain things, how the formula works, and kind of to piggyback with that, isn't there some sort of like training that they go through, that they familiarize themselves with kind of the budget and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I know the DOE tries to do that too, and our lobbyists constantly, you know, there's what, five or six educational lobbyists of some form or another in Pierre every day that try to work with them on that. And of course, us as superintendents, we try to do that too. And it's hard. This year we have a ton of rookies in Pierre too. And that also makes things a little more difficult, because they're trying to get their head wrapped around, you know, how Pierre works, and we're coming at them as one of the major pieces of the pie of the budget, saying, hey, look, this is how our formula works. And then, you know, they don't want to hear about declining enrollment, even though that costs us. I mean, there's a lot of scenarios where if your enrollment declines enough, even though you got 4% or whatever the number was last year, you ended up with less money because how much your enrollment declines. And then, you know, that part is just foreign to them. They don't even want to talk about that. So it's tough. They're hard conversations, Jeff. I mean, we advocate like crazy for public ed, and yeah, this year was a pretty hard year. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, you could tell that. You know, some good news, and I had a chance yesterday afternoon during his free period. He came on. We're going to be replaying that interview probably, I would imagine, early next week. First time I have an opportunity. Congratulations to the Milbank Teacher of the Year, Jackson Graff, who 3 years in a row, math teachers have a monopoly on the Teacher of the Year.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a fun process. I like that, what we go through there. And I mean, that's led by nominations, not by administration. I mean, that comes from a mixture of you know, obviously the nomination portion, and then our admin team goes through that cycle, and that, yeah, you're right. I mean, three math teachers in a row. But he does an amazing job, and of course, Caitlin, his wife, 2 years ago won it and competed at the state level and did a fantastic job there for us too. So we're fortunate. We have good people.
Yeah, there's no shortage of teachers that could be Teacher of the Year in Milbank, South Dakota.
It's a fun process because we have so many good teachers and so many people deserving of the award. It's really rewarding to come to work with that. So for sure.
Want to thank you for jumping on the road, on your way to what will be no doubt one of the more exciting meetings on insurance that anyone will ever, ever remember. And we appreciate it. And I think to myself, better you than me when you're off doing that. So big thanks to you. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk next. Oh, before we do, how's your daughter? Gotta ask that.
She's doing okay. She was in the hospital for 4 days last week with fever and her counts being way low, but they got to come home on Sunday, and so she's been okay since then. But you know, it's just a roller coaster trying to keep her healthy and happy. And actually, we had title night last night, which was a great event as it always is. So I worked that till about 6:30, and then we as a family rolled down to Watertown to watch the region game, and we decided to let her come with for her first game of the year last night, because we could, you know, that's such a big arena, we could get away from everybody, and she couldn't have been more excited. She wore a little cheerleader outfit and pom-poms and was dancing away during the music, and so it was good to give her some happiness of just being a kid, so...
Absolutely. You know, obviously thoughts and prayers continue with you and your family. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.